taking a recap look at our markets from last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Last week, we had quite the volatility within our cattle markets. Across both live and feeders, early last week, we saw a big drop in the markets there due to some rumored news.
What a crazy week. You know, horrible bearish news earlier in the week with the screwworm news or fake news or... I'm not even sure what you want to call it, but yeah, that wasn't good.
That's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing, who is based out of Britton, South Dakota, and he says even though we had a drop early in last week, markets did okay to rebound through the end of the week.
The market rebounded nicely because of mainly the cash trade. Got cash trading in Kansas at 222, a couple bucks higher than last week. So that's bullish. So despite the market looking very negative and the charts looking negative and all those news articles sound negative and everyone freaked out about the top being in, Packers still couldn't get cash cattle bought cheaper. So the bullish fundamentals remain in place. And box beef higher all week long, that suggests that we had good box beef movement over the Memorial Day holiday. So the fundamentals are still very bullish.
He says the problem is that there's still a lot of uncertainty around this whole screwworm situation.
The problem is the what-ifs out there with the screwworm news, right? You know, it sounds like from some exports, it's not a matter of if it gets to the U.S., it's when. And I don't mean to scare everyone that way. It's just, you know, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. So, yeah, we've got to watch those rumors.
And as we look at our hog market, Dwayne says it's a fairly stable market at the moment.
Cutouts have been moving higher and rightfully so, more than likely. Cash hogs are going higher. Kind of really like the hog market. I expect demand to increase this summer as people look for a little bit cheaper source of protein now after the Memorial Day holiday.
And as for our corn and soybean markets go, last week they had just kind of a sad couple days. And we had a few flash sales last week and some decent weekly exports, but they continued to trade fairly lower across the board. And that was mainly due to the return of some good weather across our Midwestern states, which promises planting and hopefully getting all that crop in the ground.
100% accurate there. It's the forecast for favorable weather, favorable growing condition, that trumps all the bullish news you mentioned prior to that. Good exports, good demand. Heard rumors that we'd have corn cancellations coming up here. And I don't think that rumor is going to end up being true, because look at this, you know, we drop lower and Mexico comes in and buys more corn from us. But like I said, I expect the weekly export sales to be strong. And back to the main driver, it's the weather. To end the week last week, we had hot, dry forecasts, but it wasn't talked about much because it was a three-day weekend and weather models can change over a holiday like that. And they did. Now we're talking for more rain in June. And, you know, now you look at the forecast, you're going out to like June 11th, June 12th. Well, man, if you don't have a weather threat throughout the month of June, then people start to wonder, like, the crop's kind of made, which I know sounds silly at this point in time, but that's just the way the futures market works. So, yeah, weather trumps everything right now.
And as for the wheat market goes, I know we had a couple great condition reports last week.
No, I think it goes back to your crop conditions report that you mentioned. You know, spring wheat came in much lower than the trade anticipated, and planting was sure slow. It was a rough week to 14 days for North Dakota. I mean, unbelievably cold, wet, and then when you weren't raining, it was so cold that the fields just didn't dry out. So now spring wheat to me has full potential yet. So it can bounce back condition-wise, but I think it took the market by surprise a little bit. And if you were short the market, it just made those short-holding funds go, well, I don't know if I'm bullish wheat, but I don't know if I want to be short. So that's what we're seeing is some short-covering rally here.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.